Hello, LifePoint. Welcome to DriveCast. I'm Ben Miller, Campus Life Pastor for the Marion Campus. Thanks for listening today. Let's look together at John chapter 4, starting in verse 4. And he, meaning Jesus, had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour, and a woman from Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." So it says that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. And I think if we're not careful, it's easy to read that like a simple travel detail. But Jesus didn't have to go through Samaria. In fact, many Jews chose not to. They often went around it and would add several days to their journey just to maintain distance and stay clean on the outside. And that was the mindset. Stay separate, stay controlled, avoid anything that might disrupt your image. And yet that's so different than the strategy Jesus had and wants for us. He chose to go where others refused to go. And if we're not careful, we can start to see that same tendency in our own lives. It's easy to believe that following Jesus means creating distance from the world rather than engaging it. We build clean spaces and controlled circles, and we begin to think that that's what spiritual maturity looks like. And I completely understand the idea. That kind of life feels safe, comfortable, even right. There's less friction and even fewer complications. But when our lives become so insulated that we're only around people who believe what we believe, we lose our ability to reach the lost. We can't be salt and light if we're only ever around salt and light. Jesus didn't avoid brokenness. He moved towards it. He didn't distance himself from people with complicated lives. He stepped into their world. We're not called to avoid the people who need Jesus. And I know that can feel uncomfortable, and at times it can feel wrong or scary or intimidating to move towards that. But Jesus didn't go the long way around Samaria, and neither should we. So we shouldn't build our lives to have no meaningful connection to people who don't know him. If we do, they'll never be reached and never hear the truth. In the story of the woman at the well, Jesus had a purpose. He wasn't just passing through, he was walking straight towards one town, one well, one person, and one conversation. In verse 6, it told us that it was the sixth hour, or about noon. So it was in the heat of the day, and a woman came out to draw water alone. In their culture, this wasn't normal. Women would go together early in the morning or later in the evening before sunset, times when it was cooler outside. That was not only practical, but it was safer, and it was a social event. So this woman is alone, and she's there in the heat of the day. She's not going when others go because she's not welcome. Her life has been pushed to the fringes of society, and she's learned to live unseen. But Jesus saw her, because where others saw someone to avoid, Jesus saw someone worth pursuing. Where her village saw an outcast, he saw transformation. And I think that raises an important question. What if the moments we tend to avoid are actually moments that God has prepared for us? What if the interruptions we resist are actually opportunities we're missing? I can tell you from my own life, there have been times when I saw someone walking towards me and thought, yep, time to go. So at times I can admit that I've avoided conversations, and I'm guessing I'm probably not the only one to have ever done that. It's easy to keep people at a distance than it is to engage. Whether it's a difficult coworker or a neighbor that we don't connect with, or just the uncertainty of how long a conversation might last, avoiding people is often easier. But that's not how Jesus approached people. He didn't change the world by avoiding people. He changed the world through real, personal, sometimes uncomfortable conversations. And those moments that he took advantage of had ripple effects far into the future and for all eternity that only he could see at the time. We tend to think in terms of big impact, but God often works through small steps of obedience. So as we go through our day today, I want to encourage myself and all of you to slow down, to see people, to pay attention, and to engage. We don't need a script. We don't need to have all the answers. We just need to be willing to step into Samaria and meet people where they are. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to see people the way that you see them. Slow us down enough to notice what's right in front of us instead of rushing past it. Give us the courage to step into conversations instead of avoiding them, and to move toward people instead of around them. Help us to trust the work that you're already doing in those moments, and that our role is to simply be willing to step in and be faithful. We love you, we thank you, and in Jesus' name, amen.